It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 30th of January, and before we get started, I have a favor to ask of all of you. This year, World Radio Day falls on the 13th of February, which is a Saturday, which means a Sound Kitchen Day. Would you call our newsroom answering machine and leave us a message about what radio means to you? Give your name and your country and a few words about radio. I'll put it on the Sound Kitchen as a particularly delicious appetizer, and I'll send it to UNESCO headquarters, too, for their celebrations. Wouldn't you like for your thoughts on radio to be heard on the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organizations web radio? I guess so. Give us a call at +331 84 22 9600. That's +331 84 22 9600. Radio lovers, don't let me down. I'll give the phone number again at the end of the show, so get your pencils ready.
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susanna Winsby's cooking.
Mmm, yummy.
Lots has been going on in India this week. Monday, the 25th, was National Voters Day, and Tuesday was India's National Day, the date the Constitution of India came into force in 1950. And who was the guest of honor? French President François Hollande. Thank you for that honor, India. Today in India, it is Martyrs' Day. Sadly, the day Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, the beloved Mahatma Gandhi, was assassinated in 1948. There's an odd holiday in Brazil today. It's called Saudade. And according to Wikipedia, that word, and I quote, describes a deep emotional state of nostalgic or profound melancholic longing for an absent someone or something that one loves. That's an emotion I actually find very sweet. Through memories of lost ones, once that initial horrible, sharp pain has dimmed a bit, that is, that recollection of feelings and experiences with someone you love, who you will probably never see again, brings a bittersweet, but for me, ultimately positive feeling, a feeling of gratitude, of thankfulness. I feel grateful for the time I did have. You know what I mean? Anyway, isn't it interesting that an entire country would spend a day immersed in and celebrating nostalgia? Oh, those Brazilians, they know how to live their emotions, which makes me want to play some Brazilian music at the end of the show. Something sweetly sad.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
Time for the listener mailbag, requested by Amir Jamil, the president of the Radio France International Online Visitors Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan. And a good idea, Amir. It's been a while since I've read letters. This week, we'll say hello to our listeners in Pakistan. In Sahiwal, there are two official RFI listeners clubs. There's Amir's, the Radio France International Online Visitors Club, and there's the PAC France International Listeners Club. Member Samia Arshad not only sent in a lovely letter about how she appreciates the RFI English service, but she sent in a great drawing, too, which you can see on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. There was also a note from the president of the PAC France International Listeners Club this week, Shahzad Shabir, and Amir Manzoor wrote in to say hello. He's the president of the RFI Fans Web Visitors Club in Kanpur, a club soon to be an official RFI club. I look forward to welcoming them. Almost every morning, I have a note wishing me a pleasant day from Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in Chinio District. And this week, two of that club's members also wrote in, Akbar Wasim and Razia Khalid. Razia, I'm so pleased your daughter was happy with the RFI gift. Hello, one and all, and thanks so much for writing.
This is the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Owensby's cooking.
All right, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 19th of December, I asked you a question about space travel. That week, three astronauts blasted off planet Earth aboard the Russian rocket the Soyuz crew capsule for a six-month mission on board the International Space Station. I asked you to write in with the names and nationalities of those three astronauts. The answer is Tim Peake from the UK, Timothy Kopra from the US, and Yuri Malenchenko from Russia. The winners of this week's quiz are Mrs. Royeka Khatun, the president of the RFI Surfer Society of Bangladesh in Dhaka, soon to be an official RFI club. Mrs. Khatun also sent in a recipe for Panta Ilish, a traditional Bengali New Year's dish, and it sure looks good. Thank you, Mrs. Khatun. Hailing from sunny Cuba, there's winner Romel Tamayo Gutierrez, the president of the Cubans on the Radio Club in Holguín, which is another almost official RFI listeners club. Almost there, Romel. Also on the winners list this week is Arna Tim from Chilli-Harjuma, Estonia. Arna Tim, one of my favorite composers, is your countryman, Edward Tubin. Staying in the colder climes, there's our friend Per Allan Olsen, the beekeeper from Uddevalla, Sweden. Per Allan Olsen sent in a yummy traditional recipe from his country not too long ago. And last but not least, Muhammad Rashid from the PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's question is about the presidential elections in Portugal earlier this week. I want you to write in with the name of the man who won the elections and the name of his party. Who is Portugal's new president, and what is the name of his party? You have until the 29th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 5th of March to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
I'm Doug. Hello from Paris.
That wraps up this week's Sound Kitchen. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Dojo for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep your cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Rendezvous next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Don't forget to call the RFI English Recorder and leave us a message for World Radio Day. What does radio mean to you? I'm counting on you. Call us on +331 84 22 9600. That's +331 84 22 9600. So that we can observe Nostalgia Day with our Brazilian brothers and sisters, I'll play you out with a sad and very beautiful song, Cucurucucu Paloma. It's about a very lovesick dove. It's a Mexican song, but it's sung here by the great Brazilian artist Caetano Veloso. Enjoy your bittersweet sadness. I'm Susan Owensby. After you dry your sweet tears, my friends, be well.
Dicen que por las noches no más se le iba a entrar. puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, nomás se le iba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufría por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Las piedras jamás.